Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Arjun behind the microphone. Pleased to be your anchor on our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios in Rabat, Morocco. Joining me today are Maryam Ben Issa and Iman Dibi on the coverage, and Maryam Khalili on radio production. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date national and international news coverage for the headlines. New York spotlights Mohammed VI Foundation's commitment to the Sustainable Development Roadmap. Heatwave alert, Kingdom of Morocco braces for extreme temperatures in multiple regions. And internationally, UN's vessel Nautica begins retrieval of abandoned oil tanker Safir in Yemen to prevent oil spill. Starting off abroad, the Mohammed VI Foundation for Environmental Protection showcased its unwavering commitment to the Sustainable Development Roadmap set by His Majesty King Mohammed VI, spanning over 2 decades. In a virtual side event of the 2023 High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development in New York, organized by the Mohammed VI Foundation for Environmental Protection in collaboration with the Permanent Mission of Morocco to the United Nations, the Secretary General of the Foundation, Nishal Alawi, highlighted the organization's deep rooted dedication to sustainable development goals. Under the visionary leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, Morocco places special emphasis on youth-related issues. The country has implemented comprehensive programs aimed at promoting socio-economic integration, improving access to healthcare, generating employment opportunities, and encouraging innovative initiatives in sustainable development. By prioritizing the active involvement of the younger generation, Morocco showcases its commitment to fostering a prosperous and sustainable future for all. Back on national soil, the General Directorate of Meteorology expects a heat wave with temperatures ranging from 37 to 46 degrees this Monday and Tuesday in several regions of the kingdom. According to the Orange Alert Advisory, temperatures ranging from 42 to 46 degrees are predicted on Monday and Tuesday in Oujda and Ghed, Berkan, Fes, Esfi, Taounet, Moulay Yaqoub, Wazzan, Sidi Qassem, Taourirt, Fqih bin Saleh, Bnimlal, Khnifra, Khribga, Stad, Qlaat Sragna, and Marrakesh. On the same dates, temperatures between 37 and 42 degrees are also expected in Azilal, Lhajib, Khmiset, and within the regions of Chefchaouen, Lhousseimane, Nador, Berkan, and Triouche. Talking culture now. During a press conference held in the economic capital Casablanca, the organizers of the International Festival of University Theatre affirmed that the festival's 35th edition will strengthen its trajectory, experience, and qualitative contributions in form and content. Iman Dibi with the details.
The organizers of the International Festival University Theatre in Casablanca confirmed during a press conference that the festival's 35th edition, happening from July 24 to 29, will build upon its success and bring new qualitative contributions. The event hosted by the Faculty of Art and Humanities in BIMSI, Casablanca aims to engage with the city and its surroundings. The program includes diverse theater performances, honoring ceremonies, professional training, and keynote seminar exploring the theme of theater and virtual world. The festival is seen as a valuable asset for Moroccan universities, the faculty, Casablanca City, and the country.
Now moving on to international news, as a recent development, the United Nations' massive vessel Nautica has arrived off the coast of Yemen to begin the process of retrieving the abandoned oil tanker Safir. This operation aims to prevent a catastrophic oil spill in the Red Sea. The transfer of 1.14 million barrels of oil from Safir to Nautica is expected to commence soon. The deteriorating tanker Safir holds approximately 1.1 million barrels of crude oil and has not undergone maintenance since 2015. The UN has allocated a budget around $148 million for this operation, with $118 million already collected from donors. The destination is now Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian Minister of Investment Khalid Al-Falih held talks with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Riyadh on Sunday, focusing on enhancing bilateral cooperation in the fields of energy and investment. More details with Maryam Ben Issa.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Investment Khalid Al-Falih engaged in talks with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Riyadh. The meeting resulted in the signing of 26 agreements encompassing various sectors such as healthcare, financial technology, exports, and tourism. Al-Falih highlighted Saudi Arabia's interest in collaborating with Japan on significant clean energy projects, while Prime Minister Kishida expressed his country's aspiration for Saudi Arabia to become a central hub for clean energy in the Middle East. According to data from the Saudi Ministry of Commerce and Investment, the trade volume between the two countries reached approximately $38 billion.
Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, the Renaissance of Berkane retained its title of the Football Throne Cup for the 2021-2022 sports season after beating Raja of Casablanca 1-0 in the final Saturday at the Prince Malik Abdullah Stadium in Rabat. The two clubs were unable to break the tie at the end of regulation time. The only goal of the game was scored by Yusufu Dayu on a penalty kick at the 105th plus 3rd minutes. Moroccans Kevin Bruno Francechi and Jihad Benchlicha were ranked in the top 5 of the best basketball players of the AfroCan 2023, reserved for local players, which took place from 8th to 16th of July in the Angolan capital Luanda. The Moroccan national basketball team was crowned AfroCan 2023 champion after winning Sunday night against Ivory Coast with a score of 78-76. In the semi-finals, coach Labib El Hamrani's squad beat defending champions Democratic Republic of the Congo by 76-69. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.